I am a runaway. Makeup up on my face. I find a place to hide inside a stranger's mind. I cannot escape this. My soul will never rest. When you open your chest, this is what she said. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Lem. Me? No. I'm your host, Angel Lem. Today I'm sitting with George from Mexi Papa Adventures. He's a blog, or yeah, basically a personal blogger, a way for you to find the best foods around California, pretty much, or wherever he goes. He goes all over the place. Like he mentions on the podcast, he's been to 35 different states. So, you know, I find him to be super legit whenever I see his videos. It makes me super hungry. So, Mexi Papa brings you the greatest and the most savage food for you and your viewing pleasure. So, you can DM him for inquiries if you want to showcase your business. So, we get to know him a little better. We talk about food, how he started reviewing people, like going to restaurants, and how people started asking him to come on and try their food so he could give them business. Hopefully I get to try a place with him. He did invite me the day after, I believe, or 2 days after we record this episode. Unfortunately, I was super swamped with work, and yeah, I couldn't attend. But hopefully, if you're listening to me, George, you know, let me know when your next one is, and hopefully I'll make it. I'll be able to make it. Like I said on this episode, like, I don't want to tell them that, yes, for sure I'll be there, because what about something comes up, right? Or I can't make it because of work. Like this week, especially these 2 weeks, they've been super hard. Anyways, whatever, we're talking about him, right? So make sure you like, subscribe on this episode. Make sure you add him on Instagram so you can find the latest food, the best places to go eat. Like I mentioned, like he makes the food look so fucking good. If you haven't ate, I suggest you eat before you listen to this episode or not, or eat while you're listening to this episode. Oh, and by the way, the song that I kind of attempted to sing is by Shannon and the Clams. The song is Backstreet. I don't know. I like this song. It reminds me of like an old school vibe, like maybe the 60s, 50s vibe. I really enjoyed it. As soon as I heard about this song, I knew I was going to play it. I couldn't decide whether to put it in the beginning or the end. I chose to put it in the beginning because, I don't know, I wanted to sing a little bit for you guys. Tell me how great my voice is, or don't. I know it's not great, so don't tell me, because how you really feel, because it hurts my feelings. I'm sensitive, right? So yeah, so my week went pretty well. I had a pretty good week. I performed like I told you guys I was going to do. Unfortunately, none of you guys came, which is cool. I know it was last minute and all that, but I had a good set, or a decent set. Like you guys know, I haven't performed since December, so I was a little rusty. But it was a great crowd. Everybody, for the most part, people were there to perform or to hear their friends. And I told this joke that I ran it by the MC first. I asked him, "You think it'd be cool if I said this joke?" He told me not to say it. And I completely forgot. Like, I was in the zone, or I don't know, I was like too into my jokes that I was setting up the joke, and in the middle of the joke I was like, oh shit, like they told me not to tell this joke. And the MC said, "Go ahead, just say it." So I ended up telling it. So that was pretty much the disruption that happened. And you know, Risper Arte, he was there doing some poetry. A lot of great people. I didn't ask anybody to come because it seemed like they were like in the beginning stages of it. They weren't really like putting themselves out there too much, where I wanted to respect them a little bit. And if they wanted to come on the podcast, I felt like they would like send me a message or something if they were interested. I didn't want to bother them. I didn't want to, like, I don't know. I just didn't. I was kind of like, and I don't know, this is going to sound a little fucked up, but I was a little selfish, where I was thinking about myself and my set, and I had fun, and I didn't think about, I was enjoying other people's work, but I was more into telling my stuff, and I was kind of proud of myself. I haven't been on stage, like I said, since December, and I felt I did pretty well. I also went to the OC Fair, so I highly recommend you guys go. I go for the food, honestly. I went on the ride, and I felt like the ride was gonna break. It was this thing that spins up in the air, like it does a 360, and then the actual part flips you around, and then when it was flipping up, I just heard a click, like click. I was like, oh shit, I'm about to die. But you know, obviously I'm still here, so I didn't die, guys. So yeah, so other than that, you know, the fair was awesome. I ate so much. I had a stomach ache for like a day and a half. I actually didn't eat the next day because I was so full from the day before. I wanted to like earn my calories. So if you guys could recommend me some ice creams, that'd be great. I'm trying like different ice creams, different combinations. I wrote it on my Instagram like as a little question thing. I only had like 6-7 people, so maybe if you're a listener and you want to throw me some ice creams, some combinations, what do you like to eat? And also, what's the weirdest thing like maybe you like or you could think of that would actually go together? Like for example, like I said, stale cookies on vanilla, like vanilla bean ice cream, like stale, like a vanilla sandwich cookies, like the cookies that have the little filling in the middle. We didn't put them in containers at my house. We put them on a bag, a plastic bag. But sometimes I would leave it open, and since like it was open, the air would hit them and they would get so soft, and I would love to eat those with like Kool-Aid. So I was thinking, how about either that, like a sandwich cookie, like the vanilla sandwich, the chocolate and the vanilla sandwich cookies on vanilla ice cream, or like if we could make an ice cream that's kind of like Kool-Aid, because I love the mixture of the sandwich and the cookie, the sandwich cookie and the Kool-Aid. That was the best. So please send them if you can. If not, then it's cool. I understand. And I just want to remind you, please go leave a review on iTunes. Leave a review. Wherever you listen to this episode, to this podcast, make sure you leave a review. And if you're a brand new listener, hopefully you enjoyed it enough to be able to subscribe. Leave a review and go on my iTunes. I'm always giving shit away for free. Send me a message. If you have a game, lately I've been getting bored of Sevens. So if you have a game, I'm still going to continue Sevens because of the high score. But if you could come up with the game for me to play with my guests, I would really appreciate it. All right, guys, well, you know what? I've been talking too much, and I know you wanna find out about Mexi Papa, about George. So with that, I'm going to leave you guys. Oh, remember, I got stickers for free. So make sure you send me a DM or email me at letmeknowpod@gmail.com if you want a free sticker. All right, guys. Well, I'm about to break out into another song. So before I do that, why don't we listen to the episode, right? Enjoy. Oh, What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Hope you guys enjoy that song. Today I'm sitting with George from Mexi Papas Adventure. Right? Did I get that right?
Mexi Papa Adventures.
Or yes. Ventures, my bad. I mean, you do go on adventures, so I mean, isn't it the same thing? Ventures and adventures?
Yeah, it is.
I heard about you actually, so I don't know if the listeners of you, if you've seen, I posted a couple weeks ago, I posted a water bottle, like a thermos type of deal.
Okay.
Like my homie from Let's Create, I think that's what he goes by right now, or G Money. So he actually, like, he got my, I don't know if you see that, but he made that.
Okay.
He has a brand called La Familia.
Okay.
And he showed me your video, and he showed me that you went and visited one of the friends of the podcast, QMT. Yes. And I like what you're doing, like, that you go and review small businesses, you know, and you go and, you know, try their food, and, you know, right there with the, you don't care about getting messy right there, you know, on the videos. So he showed me, he told me, like, oh, you know, you should interview this guy. So that's how I heard about you, first of all.
Well, nice.
So, yeah, so, and then I, immediately when I saw that, I had to get you on, man. I was like, you know what? He's doing a great thing. I got to help him, you know? Like, I'm not a foodie, but you can see me. I'm kind of big, you know? I'm like in the middle, all right? But I love food. And I was like, you know what? Let me help myself out, and that way I can see, like, where should I go eat next, you know? So yeah, but you know, before, like, I just, that's just a little intro, but before, you know, I go any further, like, why don't you tell me, like, how's your day so far?
Day's good. I mean, my day started with a nice breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Uncle Buck's in Bellflower. I got invited there.
What kind of food is it?
You know, it's kind of like a country style breakfast. Love their pancakes. Good people, good family.
Uh-huh.
So that's how my day started. So started good. I had a lot of coffee, so I'm a little wired.
Yeah. Well, I got you a water, so hopefully, like, it evens it out. So tell me about yourself. Like, how did you get started doing with like, what do you consider this, blogging?
It's, I mean, blogging. Yeah. I just love food.
Yeah.
I love food. I've been in the restaurant, you could say, business for like 18 years.
Uh-huh.
Did a lot of consulting, travel a lot. So the last year, I kind of want to put all that in a video.
Okay.
Started visiting a couple of mom and pop's places, little spots, and people really like what I was doing. So I said, you know what, let me just take it to another level and do better editing, better reviewing, make it fun.
Yeah.
For everybody. My page grew, so now I'm able to help all these people out, you know, with their business.
Uh-huh.
So I'm really enjoying it. I mean, who could say they eat tacos for a living?
I know, man. I'm jealous of you about that. For reals. You don't even know. I think I'm gonna start doing podcasting. I'm gonna go be a foodie reviewer. Like, I'm just gonna tell them, like, hey, I'm a reviewer. Give me some food.
Well, come with me.
I'm down. Hey, you don't even have to ask me twice. I'm there.
You can come with me, man. You can get some good food out there.
Heck yeah.
And my thing with my reviews is I don't just feature anybody.
Uh-huh.
I will review them first. Uh-huh. You know, I visit, I taste, I see, I hear.
Uh-huh.
And then after all that, you know, if I like it, if I love it, then good enough to be in my video. All
right.
So I make sure that everything that goes in there,
yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
You know, that way you can just go over there and you know you're gonna eat good.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I kind of do that too. Like, lately I've been kind of lazy, I'm not gonna lie. Like, but I do the same thing. Like, I make sure, like, I follow you for a kind of, like, a little period of time to make sure, like, your stuff is legit and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You know, I don't want to just put anybody on and then they're like, they happen to be like not good people, you know? Like, I'm kind of putting my word, like, you know, I like this person, so you're going to like that person too. And I kind of feel like that's, you're putting your word, like I'm recommending this place because I like it, you know?
Right.
Like, you don't want to go like, oh, you know, like so-and-so's restaurant and that place could have like a C rating on the window because you never went to check it out, you know? So, like, you said you were on the food industry, like, like, are you, like, professionally reviewed, or, like, you work for a newspaper, or, like, you own a restaurant?
No, what I did a lot of marketing.
Okay.
I did marketing, I did food photography, custom design menus, helped them create menus.
Like, for, like, who?
Mexican restaurants.
Okay.
Yeah. You know.
So they just hire you?
Like? Yeah, just hire me. Okay. And then I did a lot of consulting, and I still do.
Huh.
You know, where people just hire me to go look at their menu, their food, their items, help them cook. I can cook a little.
Uh-huh.
Help them with the prices, staff training, uh-huh. and so forth. So that's what I did for many years.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've been in a lot of kitchens, a lot of restaurants, and people know me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I travel like 30 states.
Wow.
Been a lot of places.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's my background of experience.
Uh-huh.
So when I started doing the videos, it was very easy for me, very natural, because it was just transforming everything that I was doing before into videos, like I said. In food, you know, it's all about angles, trying to make people hungry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you made me hungry a couple of times.
And I think I got that bite perfected.
Yeah, yeah. The one that makes people want to go exactly. eat it. Yeah,
yeah. That was the one I did last night for the burger.
Uh-huh.
That was a challenge because it was a big burger.
Yeah, I saw that. You got like all over your eyes. Yes. Like, you know, like I was, is that puzzle or is that sour cream? I don't know, but I'm hungry.
Yeah, that one really got all over me. But you know what? Like I said in the video, I'm not ashamed, man. It's food. Yeah. I love food. Just got up.
I mean, I'm sure about. Like people are looking for that. You know, the place that you visited, they also have a challenge, right? But like what I didn't see is what was the challenge. Like I know it's a big ass burger, but like how, like what does it have?
You know, it's I wanted to say it on the video, but since it's only 1 minute long that I had.
Uh-huh.
But I'm trying to remember if it was some ridiculous amount, like 10 patties.
Oh wow.
And like four or five grilled cheese and bacon, ton of onion rings, fries, milkshake.
A milkshake on the burger?
Or on the side.
Oh, yeah, and you have to finish the milkshake. Damn.
But the guy that was doing it, guy from the army, a bunch of people from the army showed up. And he's one, he wasn't even that tall and kind of slim.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he really surprised me.
Yeah?
But at first, I was like, there's no way this guy's going to eat all this.
Uh-huh.
Started eating and, you know, and right at the last minute, I just couldn't do it.
Damn, that sucks. But I think like the key to that is eating fast.
Yes.
But at the same time, like you have to breathe out every time. Like you take a bite because like you get full because of the air you're intaking. Yeah. So like I think that's the key because like there's like I think 30 minutes as soon as it hit like in your stomach, like your that's when your stomach tells you to stop. So you just gotta beat that like that message from your stomach to your brain telling it to stop. Not, I think that's the, I.
It
yeah,
is.
I think so.
Yeah, it is because if you see all the professional people that eat professionally,
yeah,
they all eat fast. They go.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
One of the things that I've seen is like you said, they eat fast, and they hardly drink.
Yeah,
because that gets you full.
Yeah,
this guy was eating a little too slow, and I was like, but. They give him 15 minutes.
Okay.
And the interesting part is they gave him 15 minutes. Right when he hit the 30, 35 minute mark,
uh-huh.
that's when he said, I can't do it no more.
Yeah, see?
So that's when the brain sent a message to the stomach and said, stop.
Yeah, yeah. See, I'm telling you.
Yeah. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, that place is delicious.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, my burger. You want a good burger, man? Shake.
Do they have any, like vegetarian or vegan options there is just
they got a bunch of options.
Oh cool.
When I was driving home, he actually texted me. He said, hey, we forgot to show you our version of tacos.
Oh.
Black men tacos.
All
right. And I said okay, so they do have a lot of good selection.
Like did they tell you what those black men tacos were like?
Man, I don't know, but no?
I mean, I'm sure they could, like, the listener could find them. Can you tell me, like, can you tell them again what the name of the place is?
It's Oh My Burger.
Oh My Burger.
Oh My Burger in City of Gardena.
All right, cool. All
yeah,
right.
It's in, I believe it's in El Segundo Street.
All right.
East El Segundo.
I think, like, it's a perfect summer spot to go, you know?
I love their story because I sat there. I always like to sit there and talk to them.
Yeah, yeah,
hear
yeah.
Hear their stories.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's just a couple that never own a restaurant in their life.
Uh-huh.
But they cooked really good burgers at home. Then they got encouraged to open up their place. So when I hear that, that tells me that, you know, they didn't go to these culinary school or they didn't work for these big chains is they learn how to cook at home.
Yeah.
So that's home cooking. There's another spot that I would love to mention. I'm sure people would love to hear about this one. I found this little spot in Compton. Uh-huh. City of Compton. It's right in Compton in Atlantic. It's called Alita's Wing. Diablito Wings. Am I saying that right?
I don't know.
El Diablito Wings. I'm sorry. El Diablito Wings.
All right.
What this guy does, he does Mexican wings right on the street.
Mexican, okay.
And when I mean Mexican wings, I'm talking about a la Diabla wings, mole wings, aguachil wings.
What?
And one that I love, the last one he did was Al Pastor wings.
Oh, yeah, I had those.
Yes.
I had Al Pastor wings, but not the place you're yes. mentioning.
And he does his cut fries right there and done all on the street. On a big copper pot.
Yeah. Damn.
And he gets down. A really good friend of mine, very dear friend of mine. And he also has a really nice story behind him.
Okay.
How he got started. He's like 28 years old.
Wow.
You know, and had his troubles, but it's really nice to see somebody, you know, turning around and then coming up with something like that.
And he's a street vendor, right?
Street vendor, yeah.
So, but can people always find him in the same corner? Like,
yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's always there, around... he starts, at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And then until he sells out.
Oh, wow.
So, sometimes he goes 10 at night, 11. But, man, you got some really good fresh chicken wings down on the spot.
Lately, I've been wanting chicken wings. I've had chicken wings 3 days in a row because I've been having that craving for chicken wings. I think I might be pregnant or something, you know? I've been having cravings.
Yeah, but that's a nice spot to go to.
Yeah.
Anybody out there that want to try him out? El Diablito Wings, Compton.
All right. For sure. I'll be there. I don't know when, but I'll be there. Eventually, I'll get there, you know? So, how long have you been doing? Is it just through iTunes or do you also go on YouTube? You review these places?
I haven't started a YouTube account. Uh-huh. I mean, I want to because you get more time.
Yeah.
You know, right now I'm just mostly doing it through IG.
Okay.
You know, the Instagram. So, yeah, I think I'm ready to jump into YouTube.
Yeah. Did I say iTunes?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'm in IG. Right. Yeah, sorry. That'd be kind of funny. All you hear is just chewing.
Got to work on my chewing on that one.
For the SMR people, you know, you just turn it all the way up. I don't know. Not just think, repeating it, thinking it out loud. I don't think you want that. Just chewing.
But I just hit 10,000 followers.
All right, congrats.
Yeah, and what was it? A couple of days ago. And I haven't been doing this so long. I would say maybe about 8-9 months, maybe. All
right.
But I get a lot of love out there. I get a lot of love. Out of all those followers, I think maybe I gotten one or two bad comments.
Really?
And let's see. One comment was criticizing me on my Spanish.
Wow.
Criticizing my Spanish. And the other one was criticizing my English. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So what do I speak?
Well, what was the problem? You didn't speak it fluently or what?
I think what it is I'm trying to change a little bit the Spanish.
Uh-huh.
In the sense that most people out there that are on Instagram, I don't want to bag at anybody, but they're very vulgar sometimes.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're just very vulgar with what they do. So I'm trying to bring something very very family orientated for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Reddy G.
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
Okay.
So one time I was criticized of me not being Mexican enough, when I talk. Because I guess they want to hear me cuss. They want to hear me, talk like that. But I'm like, nah.
No.
So that was the Spanish. And then when I spoke English, they're like, look at this Mexican speaking English. You know, won't you stick to Spanish?
What the hell?
You know, so I ignore that. But two bad comments out of 10K.
Yeah, that's good.
I can live with that any day.
So I have to admit, I do curse a lot, but I'm gonna try not to.
I do. Appreciate that.
I'm going to try. I'm not going to promise I'm going to stop, but I'm going to try. And I'm trying to keep this rated PG-13.
There you go. Appreciate that.
I'm not trying to go. I'm explicit on iTunes, but not all my episodes are explicit. But just to be safe, I don't remember. Like, it's come so natural to me that I don't want to, like, have a kid listen to bad words. So just from the safe side, just make sure everything's explicit, you know? Wait, what was the very first place you reviewed or, like, you put on your IG?
The very first place that I interviewed, it wasn't even planned. It was Teddy's Red Tacos in L.A. It's off of Slauson. And I saw his Instagram and I said, I gotta just go have his tacos. And I went there to offer him if I can do his banners. And once I was there, you know, the guy has a really good personality. The way he was talking, the way he was carrying himself. So messing around, I asked one of my nephews, you know, why don't you record me inside the kitchen with him? So inside the kitchen, and I was with him. He was making some tacos. We were talking, and I was talking to him. So I got that little clip and put it on my Instagram. And at that time, my Instagram maybe had a couple thousand followers, but I wasn't really directing them on videos. So I put it there. Next thing you know, somebody else called me. Goes, hey, you're doing videos? That was nice. Can you come and do that for me? Right. Like a friend of mine that owns a restaurant. I'm like, okay. So I went there and started messing around with recording myself with him.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, the ball started rolling. So I decided to, be a little more professional about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Editing better sounds. And making sure that whoever was going to put in there, mm-hmm. it was good.
Yeah. So who's recording for you? Is it still your nephew? Oh, you said your nephew, right?
Yeah.
All right. You got somebody with the professional iPhone?
You'd be surprised that most of my videos that I done, I don't take anybody with me.
Oh, no?
I had to learn how to not depend on people.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
You know? And yeah, they still help me. Uh-huh. They're good kids. But like, for instance, the Oh My Burger that I did yesterday, I showed up by myself. And I asked one of the girls there, hey, just record me doing this.
Right.
And then after when I get all the videos, I go in there and edit.
Oh, okay.
You know, if they didn't zoom me right or whatever in the program, I can zoom in, I can cut, I can edit, you know, whatever it is.
Oh, wow.
So I just do a lot of editing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I usually have the customer help me.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Like, does that person get a free meal after? Or
well, usually sometimes? They're employees.
Oh, okay.
Customer-wise, I like interviewing them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Going around interviewing them. And, you know, some ask for something. So I'll make sure they get, like, a dessert.
Yeah, yeah. No, but you don't got to worry about me. Like, I'll film you. Yeah, fuck it. I'll try some of the stuff, you know. I actually, you know what? I need a free meal too. It's a happy meal. Makes me happy.
Makes
you
happy. Hey, maybe you can be in my video.
Dang, I'm down.
Hey, you interview me right now. Yeah, I'll interview you over there. How's that?
Man, I'm down. I don't want you to depend on me. And then like, yeah, you say you're going to come. So I don't want to, you know, put a bad name, you know.
Cool.
I got a bad reputation to always be canceling, you know. Only my friends know about me. Not the people I have on the podcast. They don't know that, right? So, like, what places do you like to go to? Like, typically, like, what kind of restaurants do you, like, go to?
I love street food.
Uh-huh.
I love street food. Sometimes you'll find me just walking down the street looking for food like that.
Yeah.
The cities like Compton, Hawthorne, Long Beach, L.A. I mean, those were all the best spots, all the really good street food is at.
Yeah.
Compton, that's where I found that guy from the wings. I mean, I was literally walking right by him. I didn't even know what he was selling, and then he was the one that called me.
Right. He approached you.
He approached me. So that's the kind of food that I always look for, street food. And also the kind of food that people refer me a lot to.
Uh-huh.
Like the one I went this morning. A couple of them DM me, goes, you gotta go try this, and then they started tagging me under food.
All right.
So that means they got something going on.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went there, and yeah, they got it going on.
Well, I'm gonna go, and I'll be the judge of that. So, like, what made you want to keep doing it? You know, you said, you like somebody, like, you went and approached them about banners, but what, like, what was the reason why you kept doing it? You know, like, you could have stopped at your friend's restaurant, you know?
I believe was I saw the reaction. Banners, flyers, business cards, that's all dying. You know, I mean, who looks at a flyer nowadays, to be honest with you?
Yeah, I do, but I...
You know, you're one of the few.
Yeah, I like the pictures.
You know, but...
I don't like to read. I just like to pictures. Read.
But see, a lot of them are on their phone.
True.
You know, you create a flyer or you create an, whatever it is, and you put it on your phone. Mm. And where you put it, you put it on your Instagram, you put it on your Facebook,
yeah,
and so forth. So nobody really looks at a paper flyer anymore. Mm-hmm. So people started liking, or they like videos, they like interaction. I saw that opportunity. That's where I took off with it.
Do you also like do food trucks, or like it's just restaurants? Like,
I do a lot of food trucks.
Have you done a fair yet?
I wanna go to a taco throwdown that they're having in Fresno, and I'm actually invited to go to it. But yeah, food trucks, that's my thing. I love food trucks.
Yeah.
I think maybe you see my video, maybe like I said, a good 90%
that's food are trucks?
Food trucks.
Wow.
Yeah.
So like, well, what is it about food trucks that you like? Because they have a bad rep, you know, like food trucks have a bad reputation, that like people don't wash their hands and so on and so on. But like, why do you enjoy food trucks?
Okay, food trucks, let me tell you something. LA has really stepped it up in food.
Okay.
I mean, I seen this evolution in the last year where they just took it to another level. And most food trucks are run by families. Mom, dad, you know, kids.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of really home, a lot of good home cooking in there, and I've been in a lot of them, inside a lot of them, and you know, most are very clean. I mean, the one I just featured called Tacos Iberia La Unica in LA, super clean kitchen. But I think it's just maybe reputation that is there, but not really. I mean, I've been to a lot of them and they're pretty clean.
Yeah.
They're good. I mean, they all wear their gloves. They're all cook right, clean right. And most of them have a good
rating
in them.
All right.
You know.
So, like, what's the furthest you've ever traveled, like, to, like, go try a spot?
Let's see. Furthest, I just came back from Oakland.
Wow.
I was up there in Oakland. And then I was up in Vegas.
And you're doing this just for food? Just try food. The food?
Wow.
Just
food. I did a real road trip. This is actually my second road trip that I've done all the way to San Francisco.
Wow.
But I go Bakersfield, Fresno, Salinas, Hayward, San Leandro, and then boom, up there in Oakland.
Damn.
Pretty ghetto, by the way. Pretty ghetto. Okay.
Yeah.
I think you put Oakland and Watts. Uh-huh. I think Oakland is a little more ghetto than Watts.
Yeah?
It's pretty ghetto. But they got some really good food out there, bro.
Yeah. Well, what was it? Like, what did you try? Like, what kind of food was
There's,
it?
There's Mexican. Uh-huh. You know, it's a little spot there called Reynoso's Taqueria. Uh-huh. Went way up there and just loved it.
So, like, how do you, like, hear about these places? Like, do they, for the most part, approach you? Or you seek them? Oh, you approach them?
Yeah, they approach me.
Okay.
And, they approach me, they invite me.
Uh-huh.
So like this last road trip, kind of funny. I only had scheduled to go to Bakersfield. So I went to Bakersfield, featured two of them there, and then when I featured them, somebody said, "Hey, you're close by. Why don't you come and check me out?" Uh-huh. All right, and I ended up in Fresno. Uh-huh. Ended up in Fresno. Did one, two, I did three there. And then once I was there, somebody said, "Hey, we're in Salinas. We're like 2 hours up here. You mind coming up here?" What?
Dang.
Ended up in Salinas. And then once I was in Salinas, somebody said, I'm in Oakland. So then I went up in Oakland. And then from there, you know, I said, you know what? I got to go back.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah. We're in Oregon. We're in Washington. We're in Canada.
But I have invitations right now to Hawaii. Wow. Which is pretty cool. What is the other one? Canada.
Uh-huh.
And but I mean, if I get a little bigger and somebody wants to sponsor me,
yeah,
I mean, that I'll be so down.
Yeah. And then when that happens, if you want to sponsor me,
there you go. There you go. We'll do that.
So, like, I don't, you don't have to answer. I mean, you don't have to answer this if you don't want to.
Sure.
But, like, I don't know, out of curiosity, like, do they also provide you for, like, gas money or, like, boarding? Okay.
What I do, and I mean, I'm very open with this, and everybody knows that, is, I mean, I put in work.
Uh-huh.
I put in good work to feature you,
uh-huh.
film you, edit, and make sure everything's perfect.
Okay.
And then I give them the video, so then they can feature, they can share it as well. So when they ask me, you know, hey, do you charge, or how much do you charge?
Uh-huh.
What I usually tell them is I accept tips and donations.
Okay.
So some people are very generous.
All right.
You know, some people are very generous. It's when you put it like that, you know, you kind of put it on their side of the court.
Yeah.
You know, and when they see that you do a good work, you put in a lot of work, and you know the end results are great.
Yeah.
They take care of you. They take care of me.
Yeah, because I imagine that road trip you took, like, you got to stay somewhere, you know?
Yeah, it was a week and a half.
Dang.
That I had to be out there. So it's week and a half of hotels, gas, money, and so forth.
Yeah.
But like I said, they all took care of me.
At least you know that you're going to eat that day, you know? Like, you don't have to worry about that part.
No, eating part, you know, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Today I went and had breakfast there. Sweet people, they took care of me. And then around 2 o'clock, I have another invitation for lunch at Chino Hills.
Okay.
The seafood place. I forgot the name of it. I think it's called El Güero. Is it El Güero? Something like that. So I had that invitation to go there. So like I said, as far as food, nah. I don't worry about it.
Yeah. So, like, do you usually plan it out like that? Like, okay, so I'm going to have this place to lunch, this place, that people that you're going to feature. You're like, this, and then, you know, this person's going to provide me dessert over here. And then for dinner, I'm going to go here. You know, and as a, like, midnight snack, I'm going to go here, you know.
You know, I had to learn how to do this. And I guess I learned it the hard way. I visit 3, sometimes even 4 spots a day.
Yeah.
You know, so when I first started, you know, somebody said, hey, we'll buy you for breakfast. Yeah, I'll go there and they'll throw me this big old plate of chilaquiles and coffee and dessert, and I'll just gobble it all out and, you know, okay. And then next thing you know, I had the next appointment at like 3-4 hours later.
Yeah.
So I'll go there and I wasn't hungry.
Yeah, because you're
full. I was a fool. But I had to eat.
Yeah.
I had to try.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, this is not that fun. You know, believe it or not, not that fun.
Yeah.
So what I learned to do is not eat that much.
Yeah.
I go there, they give me a bunch of food and I just eat a little bit. Uh-huh. Just for me to taste.
Yeah.
Savor. And then, okay, thank you. And then go to the next one and do the same thing.
Do they get upset because you...
Oh, no, because no? I take it to go.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, home, I got my stack of food, and that's where the midnight snacks come in.
Okay. Yeah, because I would think, like, you wouldn't eat the leftovers because the next day you got a spy going to try, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and then you have some restaurants that I'll go sit on a table and they come and bring me, like, 5-6 dishes.
Damn.
So, I mean, what do you do with 5-6 dishes? You're not going to eat them all.
Yeah.
So, you know, this plate over here that comes with tacos, shrimp tacos. So I'll take one bite out of it, boom, put it back. Got over here, got some carne asada. Make me a little taco carne asada. Take a couple bites, leave that one alone, and so forth.
Dang.
So that's what I learned to do.
Yeah, I mean, because I imagine, like, it's heavy, you know?
Yeah, it's heavy.
A lot of heavy lifting, I guess.
And there's certain foods that I'm just like, man, this is just delicious. So I just gobble it all up.
Yeah.
I can't help it. The one this morning, I ate it all.
I mean, but you're not going to feature them yet, you know? Like, no. Record it so you don't have to worry about that. Like, you could pick out today, you know?
Right.
But Monday, that...
Yeah. Still, even for the videos... For the videos, it's just that one bite. I take 1 or 2 bites, and that's all I eat,
uh-huh.
like on the videos.
Yeah.
Like the burger yesterday, I think I took like 2 or 3 bites out of that burger. But you gotta admit it, that the first bite was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was just all over me.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys don't know, I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't know, but if you don't know yet, like after like we've been talking about food, and you're not hungry and you're not even like wondering what the hell, what burger we're talking about, you should probably go to his IG and see him covered in, I don't know, I'm hoping it's mayo. I don't know.
Yeah, it's this sauce that they have. It's not mayo. It's this sauce that they prepared.
All right. It's like McDonald's special sauce, but their version of it.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, it just gives it a nice little kick.
Where did you get this passion like for food?
For me, I think it was more of growing up poor.
Oh, yeah.
So all we had on the table was beans.
Oh, okay.
So whenever something really good came at a table, uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that's when...
Yeah,
that's when I started just gobbling and
I imagine. So like, do you said you mentioned you cook like, and then on your first IGs you're like tacos a la Mexi Papa, right? And like do you like have you, I don't know, can I ask this, do you want to open like a restaurant yourself like eventually?
Not really.
No.
Restaurant business, you're almost a slave to the business.
Yeah,
because you're talking about morning till night, you're talking about Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
uh-huh.
And you gotta love it. You gotta love just being locked up in a place and cooking food and serving food.
Yeah.
And me, I like to be running my mouth and I like to go in places. That's just, that's what I do. And I love eating.
Yeah.
And as far as cooking, yeah, I mean, since I've been in hundreds of kitchens, I picked up a few things that I learned how to cook. Uh-huh. So there's let's see, in Fresno, there's somebody selling one called Mexi Papa Burger.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I show him how to kind of make it, so he named it after me. And then downtown LA, I show him how to make a taco. So they're going to name it the Mexi Papa Taco. Uh-huh. It's going to go up in their menu. They're going to put my logo there. Then there's another spot in downtown LA called Tirsa's Kitchen, I believe. And I show them how to make a veggie taco.
Oh, yeah.
The sexy papa taco, something like that. So it's going to have my logo there as well.
Now you need to go for dessert. I think that's the next step. That or and a drink, you know?
And a drink. I'm working on a burrito. Okay. I said, okay, I got a burger, I got a taco. Let me try to work on a burrito. And but I kind of got the idea already of the burrito that I want.
Uh-huh.
Just a matter of going to a kitchen and
making it happen.
Yeah, making it happen, cooking it, and see how it comes out.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, I'm working on a chicken wings.
Oh,
my boy, uh-huh. having a Mexi Papa. Wings.
When you mentioned that, like, earlier, when you were talking about it, like, I was surprised you didn't have, like, a mole one.
He does have a mole one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, you didn't mention that one.
Yeah, he has mole.
Okay.
Yeah, he has a huachil, a la diabla, mole, al pastor, and he has your buffalo and so forth.
Like, know, the main teriyaki. The main ones, teriyaki, yeah. Right? So, like, what kind of, like... I'm trying to put it into culinary terms, like, so we could both, you know, sound a little more professional. I don't know, but what kind of, like, what are you envisioning, I guess? Maybe, like, you could, like, give us a little preview for, like, the like, what meats are you, like, are gonna go veggie? Like, what kind of veggies? Like, what kind of, like, what do you like to incorporate? What kind of, like, textures, I guess, and colors? Like, what are you about, like?
I love, if it's gonna be vegetables, they gotta have a nice crunch.
Okay.
And so you gotta learn how to cook them. If you overcook them, they become kind of mushy, soft, and I don't like that. So if you're gonna put like bell peppers and even tomato, carrots or whatever, they gotta be right at the spot where you can still have a crunch, and yeah, they're cooked. And flavors, you gotta have flavor. When I cook myself, I go with like 3-4 kinds, different kind of chilies. I love cooking with a lot of garlic, you know, you get pepper in there, and you caramelize everything, you blend it, and I mean, it's all about flavor.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when I go to a place and I go into the kitchens, I get to see how they cook. All
right.
And I get to see how they cook. So that tells me a lot how their food's going to be. Mm. And when I see, you know, some places that they start making tortillas by hand, and I see the kind of chilies they use, their process, okay, this is going to be good. You know, but I had bad experiences.
Okay.
Like one time, and I'm not going to mention their name because I don't think will be good for them.
Yeah, yeah.
But this place actually served me a chili relleno off of a can.
Oh, the sauce?
The whole chili relleno.
What?
I didn't even know they had them, but they opened up a can, they pulled out a chili relleno from the can.
What?
Put it on a plate, threw some cheese on it, put it in the microwave, and said, here, these are really good. These are famous chili rellenos.
What? Yeah, because, I mean, somebody else is, like, fucking selling them.
And I was these famous.
Yeah.
But when I tasted them, man, I talk about chorro, dude.
Yeah.
It's gross. Wow. So at that restaurant, I said, okay, let's do this. Let me show you guys how to cook fresh.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went and bought some fresh pasilla chilies, some cheese, some Mexican cheese. They didn't even have garlic. All the garlic they had was some powder.
Oh.
So I bought a bunch of fresh stuff, and we cooked all day. I taught them how to make a chili relleno. We make a nice salsa. Bunch of stuff. And then I put it on a table, put all their employees there, their owners, and it felt good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it felt good. But at the same time, it was kind of sad to see, you know, people serving chili rellenos off of a can.
That's crazy. I thought it was going to be the sauce or something.
No.
Yeah,
no, wow. And the sauce as well, you know, they got some canned tomato and some El Pato sauce and... Forgot what else they put in there, threw some salt, pepper, and they're like, here.
Wow.
And I said, no, man, all these got to be fresh tomatoes, fresh garlic. And
damn.
Showed them how to make a nice salsa.
Like, good thing you're in the kitchen. Like, is that a requirement that you need, like, you need to be in the kitchen while they make it? Like, so you kind of...
Myself? Yeah. Yes. I mean, because I like to see. I like to see how they're doing it.
Okay.
Because... I'm recommending this place. My name is going there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the last thing I want is people start saying, oh, no, man, place are gross. Yeah. You know, we went there, tried it, and sucks.
Yeah.
And I get a lot of love when people, you know, say, you know what? We follow you. We hit every spot you post. We're, like, right behind you. And thank you.
Wow. You know?
So that's what I want. That's what my page is all about.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
So, like, how high is your Yelp reviewer, like, thing? Like, how many stars do you have?
Not a Yelp. I don't have any check if I'm on Yelp. But
Instagram. You don't review, like, these places on Yelp?
Oh, myself?
Yeah, afterwards?
Not a Yelp.
Oh, okay.
No. I just keep everything on Instagram myself. Oh. If I don't like them. Yeah. You know, I try to help them.
Yeah, yeah.
There's been places where they told me, you know what, come and feature our El Pastor. Uh-huh. I go there, taste El Pastor, and I'm like, no, man, I can't do this to my people.
Yeah.
So what do? I sit there and help them.
Okay.
I maybe sit there and say, you know what, have you ever tried doing this? Uh-huh. Or let me go in there and let's cook this.
Okay.
So come up with something and tastes good. They like it. So... I'll feature that.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So then I tell people, you know, if you go there, try this.
Yeah, yeah.
This particular thing.
Yeah.
So that way I make sure, you know, that they're going to go, they're gonna like what they buy.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever, like, took one of these road trips and that's happened to you? Like, the food might not be up to par?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of them where they, like I said, they invite me.
Yeah.
They invite me. I go. I eat. If I don't like it, I just won't say anything. I said, man, thanks for the invite.
Yeah.
And if I have time, I'll sit there and give them a little tips, helping them and so forth, and go to the next one.
Okay.
You know, but when I get to one and then they give me the food and I tasted it and I love it, then I start asking more questions about their place, their business. They show me their kitchen. They show me everything. Then I said, okay. This is good.
All right, so we're gonna talk about the homies now, right?
There you go.
You feature them, so that kind of puts more like value into my word, or like you your stamp stamps my stamp of approval.
There you go.
No, it makes me legit that I'm not full of crap. You know, like I'm not just helping them out because they're the homies. Like they actually have good stuff. So first of all, how did you hear about QMT? Like Queremos Más Tacos, right?
Yes, I heard about him through another friend of mine that he owns a churro place.
Yeah, I'm going to go there for sure.
Yeah, churro place. It's called Dulce Canela, and it's in Dominguez Park in Compton.
Oh, okay.
If you want some good food, man, that park right there, you have Dulce Canela with churros. You have bacon wrapped hot dogs, and then you also have some really good tacos al pastor. They're all together at the park.
Is it the one on Santa Fe?
It's the one in, Atlantic. Atlantic. And Compton.
Okay.
And literally walking distance, right around the corner, that's where you find my boy Alitas El Diablito.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Ooh, hoo, hoo. Yeah, I know.
All right.
So that's where I'm mostly seen. I must hit the spot, no exaggeration, 2 to 3 times a week.
Wow.
It's like, I mean, you get everything.
Yeah.
And at the end, I go get some churros for my boy.
Oh, man.
So he was the one that told me about him.
Okay.
Told me about him. And then I had some other people tell me about him. So I said, okay. So I think I reached out to him, or I think he reached out to me. I forgot. Uh-huh. But I went over there and sat there, and he had one taco. I don't know if you saw it, that it just took me back to my childhood.
The hot dog one.
Yeah, the hot dog one.
Like, what's it? Like, how did it take you back to your childhood?
Because that's what I did as a kid. You just get a weenie and fry it up and put it on a tortilla. That's how I used to eat them.
I thought, because I mean, did you add the carne asada, or did he?
That's all them.
Yeah, I thought it was like, well, I mean, why not? I mean, it takes me to my childhood every week then, because that's all I eat, carne asada tacos. You know?
No, for me it was
the hot dog version.
I used to do that. I used to put the weenie in there, and I used to put frijoles in there. And then I put a chili in there and, you know, eat them like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I saw he was doing it, I was like, oh, wow. And then he put a carne asada in it.
Yeah.
So he was showing me all this stuff he had.
Yeah, yeah.
But I picked that one because I liked it.
Yeah, yeah.
Different. And then the hot Cheeto ones.
Yeah, okay. So, like, what I like is a concha torta. Did you have a chance to try it?
No.
Oh, man. That's a good version. I mean, I like the concha torta. Is the potatoes and I think chorizo.
Ooh.
Yeah, like you get the sweetness and a little heat from the chorizo.
Is it called concha torta or is that a pambazo?
Oh, that's what that's what he has as a concha torta.
Concha torta.
At his restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's one called pambazo, uh-huh. That is potatoes, chorizo, in like a torta. Well, the torta is like soaked in chili.
Oh, no, his is like, it's a concha, like a Mexican concha? Bread.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. And then just slice it up in the middle. I think he puts mayo on top. Like, he puts mayo, and then he puts the chorizo con papa, and has onions.
When you say concha, you mean the sweet bread?
Yeah, sweet bread.
Oh, okay.
You didn't have a chance to try it?
No.
Oh, I mean, that, like, when I had him on, that's what he was featuring.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Personally, I haven't had a chance to try the hot Cheeto ones, but like I hear they're very, very popular.
They're good, bro.
Yeah?
They're very good. Those and the two that I feature, I love.
Yeah, yeah.
I like.
All right, we know what you're getting me kind of hungry, so let's stop. Because I haven't ate all day. I just kind of woke up when you came. All right. So, like, is there anything that you won't eat? Like, is there like maybe a kind of certain kind of food that you're like, you know, that's just not for me?
Man, it's kind of hard to say because I can practically chow down on everything.
Yeah.
Everything from tripas, cabeza, oysters. I mean, I love food. The only thing that I won't eat, but I haven't seen it out there, or people haven't even offered it to me, it's blood.
Blood?
People cook blood.
What?
I don't know if you've ever seen that, but they literally get blood, fresh blood. Put it in a pan,
uh-huh.
And cook it and throw tomatoes, onions in there, and they can make you tacos, they can make you burritos. It's called morcilla.
Oh, okay. They put like what they used to on Jell-O, like that. What's it called? That powder?
No, because it's by itself. It does it by itself. It's just naturally how blood works. It gets once you cook it, it starts getting a little body on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, chunky. I didn't know that.
Like if you were to leave blood on the floor, a chunk, it would turn into this jello looking stuff.
Oh, okay.
So naturally, it's like that. So when you cook it, literally, people just throw blood in a pot, and it just starts getting body on it, and they throw, like I said, onions, tomatoes, and garlic, and put in a taco. That, no, I won't eat.
I'll let you know what, I'm gonna make you some blood tacos right now.
The reason why I don't do that is blood usually carries a lot of stuff in it.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff in it, so no, not for me.
Like, would you eat escargot? Like slugs or like bugs?
Oh, yeah, I'm all for that. I mean, I eat grasshoppers, I eat snails. As long as it doesn't bite me back.
As long as it's dead, for sure, you know.
I mean, I'm all for it. I said, yeah, oysters, patas de mula. Delicious, bro.
All right. We know we're going to wrap it up because my butt hurts, and I'm getting really hungry. You know, I'm not gonna lie. So, like, last question before I ask you a final question: what do you hope to accomplish with your videos?
Well, to accomplish with my videos, make people happy. As far as where to find good food, and the other one is I'm really trying to work to bring my people together.
All
right. Out on the streets, we're very undivided. True. We're a big giant out there, but we're very undivided. Mm-hmm. You got they don't help each other.
True.
They see you as competition and they start criticizing you and try to hurt your business and so forth. So I see that a lot out there, and I'm trying to do something for Latinos to come a little more together.
Yeah.
And real fast, I saw this little illustration. And I thought it was funny. They had two buckets full of crabs.
Oh, I know what you're
talking about. You heard about that one?
Yeah.
One was Oriental.
Yeah.
They put a cover in and a brick.
Yeah.
And the other one were Mexicans. And they left them open.
Yeah.
And they asked,
why is this one covered?
Why is this one covered? This one's covered because those Orientals, they'll get together, form a little chain, and they all get out.
Yeah.
Mexicans one, as soon as one gets to the top, the other one pulls him right back down.
Yeah.
That's so true, bro.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I mean, it's good to be competitive, trying to be the best. But put all that effort in your food.
Yeah.
Your food and your service.
Yeah.
And if you can help your boy, your neighbor, do it. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So that's one of the other things I try to accomplish.
All right.
I hope my page grows a lot. You know, though I can reach out more people.
You're working with food. Nice. Working with food, and like, as long as your product is good, like the work that you're doing, and like, you're not doing it for like the money or the fame, you're doing it because you want to help. Like, the followers will come. Like, that's something that I tell like everybody. Like, followers are gonna come. It's just you just gotta put in the work and do what you love, and then everything's gonna come right after. You know?
Yes, I'm doing that right now.
Yeah. I mean. I'm really jealous of it. Alright, you know what, like, we're gonna end it, but before we go, I already told you we're gonna play Sevens, but before we do that, why don't you tell people where they can find you? Where they can find you.
There you go. Well, anybody out there that wanna find me and find some good spots, good eats, good tacos, and practically the best of the best out there, you can find me in Instagram. Go Mexi, Mexi _ Papa _ Adventures. Go there, follow me, and you're gonna be able to see all the good spots and all over Southern California, Central California, and even up there in San Francisco. So that's where you can find me. And you can always DM me, send me, you can also, if you find some spots that are really good, hey, I would love to hear about them. DM me. Tag me.
All right, and you know what? You could tag me too. You know, might as well, right? All right. Well, you know what? But before we go, I mentioned earlier, I like to play. Oh man, we record for a whole hour, and this is where I'm getting stuck. the thing that I know about. All right. So, before we go, I like to play a game called Sevens. So Sevens is essentially like a word association game, where I give you a clue. You choose a category, I give you a clue, and you have to guess what I'm like the clue that I'm trying to give you or the thing that I'm looking at.
Okay. Pretty much. And like I said, I'm so bad with games, but let's do this.
Yeah, I mean, you have to.
Do this.
Like, everybody's done it before you.
All right, brother.
More. All right. So, the categories are general, movies, TV shows, celebrities, music, sports, Broadway, food, animals, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, and their corresponding music. Superheroes, movie action, movie comedy, movie rom-com, movie award winners, football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. So like I mentioned earlier, it's seven questions. Sure. You have 7 seconds for each question, so it's gonna be a total of 49 seconds. The faster you answer, the more points you'll get.
Good.
So go for something that you feel I'm gonna be good at. So I already could see it in your eyes. We're gonna talk about food, right?
Talk about food and a couple categories I saw in there that I like.
All right, so you're gonna get two. So you gotta make sure you choose like just whichever ones you want. But like before you go and choose, make sure you choose something that I'm gonna be good at, because since I'm giving you the clues, I might not know about a certain thing, and you're not gonna be good. I mean, it's not gonna help you at all. All right. So at the end of the year, I'm going to give my guest. The whole point of this is at the end of the year, I'm going to give my guest with high score. I'm going to give him something. Hey. So I see your shirt. I'm going to cop that, but I'm going to give you the thumbs up. So basically, it's going to be a fat hair of myself giving you the thumbs up.
All right.
So what categories do you choose?
Let's go with basketball first.
Woo! Man, you really don't want to win. You don't have to like hurt my feelings like that, right? But it's cool. Oh, you said basketball, right?
Basketball.
All right, so 7 seconds, 49 seconds. 7 questions, 49 seconds. He was the point guard for the Lakers.
Like
in the 90s.
In the 90s?
Okay. When, like, LeBron James, where all the best players come, like, once a year. They have the three-point shootout. Okay. It's a B. It's from, like, New Orleans. What's the team?
Hornets?
He's like, he used to play for the Suns, then he came to the Lakers. He's like a G Nash. At 3 points. Basketball, where they play basketball. The place they play, like the actual thing. Basketball.
Ooh. Arena, sorry.
I don't know who this player is, so I'm not even gonna. He used to play for the Lakers, super tall. I think he's Argentinian. He has a brother that plays for the Grizzlies, or used to play for the Grizzlies.
Gasol.
Nah. All right, so I told you it goes by fast. So you got 8
Spaniards.
You got a Spaniard. Yes, Spaniard. I knew he was Latin or some kind. I just didn't. No, I'm not a basketball fan. So you're lucky I got Argentinian.
Oh no, Argentinian. The only Argentinian I know is Ginobili.
Yeah, from the
San Antonio. Yeah.
All right, so you kind of know how it works. What category do you choose next? You want to go for food?
Yeah, let's go for food.
All right. So this is going to be the final one, and this is going to be the actual score you keep. If the other one was better, it'd be kind of sad. There you right? go. You make sandwiches. What's the top layer? What is it? Tortas. What do they all have in common? Sandwiches, tortas. Okay. So you get chicken, and you add a bunch of vegetables into it. You heat it up.
Fajitas?
Yeah. Cob. The from
elote? Virgin.
It's green inside, like the outside is black. You peel it, it's super fatty. It's like good fat.
Avocado?
Yeah. Like what you perfected on your videos. It's not an orange, it's a little more redder. Like you eat it in the morning.
Toronja? Grapefruit?
It's bread and you put it into a toaster. What does it do?
Toast.
All right. So you got 16.
Maybe better than the other one.
Bread. Come on.
Bread.
Like the top layer of a sandwich. Bread. Torta. And then there was fajita, corn, avocado, bite, grapefruit toast.
There you go. So I got one wrong.
Yeah, I mean, but you didn't get it fast enough.
I know.
Right? This is your place of expertise.
Exactly.
All right, well, you know what? I'm going to give you my plugs and then send you on your way. So you can find me on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud. Like I've been telling you every week, just Google Let Me Know Pod, but make sure it's L-E-M, not L-E-T, because if you put T, you're not going to find me.
Okay.
So essentially, it's L-E-M because that's my last name, Lem.
Okay.
It's a play on Let Me Know. Basically what I do, I let you guys know. All right. So you could also find me on iTunes, Facebook. Just look up Let Me Know. If you have any comments, concerns, maybe you want to be a guest, maybe you have a suggestion for a game, you can send it to me at letmeknowpod@gmail.com. As you guys know, I have stickers. If you guys want a sticker, they're completely free. Just send me a DM or email me. I do have shirts and hats. You can find those at Synesthesia Boutique, located in the city of Wilmington on Avalon. Ooh. All right, guys. Well, you know what? I'm really hungry, so I got to get some food in my system. But before I go, I just want to thank you guys for letting me be part of your day. All right, guys. Till next week. I'll see ya. Bye.
Forever to find it. I was all on my own, almost glad to be alone until love came in on time. Oh, on time. Loving is easy. You had me fucked up.